I got cut off right at the beginning. Could you ask that again?
Sure. Did Seven Bow back in your offense change things for you a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you lose one of your frontline players or one of the guys that's been making a bunch of or making some of your plays for you, you know, and you miss them for 4 weeks, you know, and then you get them back, especially with the addition of Chambers, it definitely, you know, gives you a boost. Now, you know, that's not to say we're clicking on all cylinders by any means, but, you know, it definitely helps anytime you get the playmakers back in the lineup.
How about, what are your, now that you approach the final week of the regular season, how has your first season gone, and where would you put your team on the learning curve?
Well, I would say some of the positives are, you know, that number one, I got a year of experience under my belt. The season, you know, our staff does working together because, you know, a lot of us, some of us have been together before, some hadn't. So that's a big positive for us. I think, you know, there's a lot less unknown for these players, at least the majority of them, although, you know, we've had a bunch that we've signed kind of midway, but they know a little more what to expect than they did at this time last year when everything was unknown and everything was new learning. You know, we've had a year to put in our systems, both sides of the ball, which is big experience for the players. You know, we're a work in progress, you know, and I think, you know, anytime you start from ground zero, as we have, you know, and had to make some major changes throughout the entire organization and football team, you know, there's going to be some growing pains, but I like to feel like, you know, we've taken some lumps and we've stuck together and we've continued to grow as a team, and this, again, this week is another opportunity to kind of take a little step for us.
Obviously, Matt had kind of a rough time against the Broncos earlier this month. What did he learn from that, and I guess how has he maybe improved since then?
Well, I think Matt, again, on the experience chart for quarterbacks is not a lot. You know, he's now getting to about almost two full seasons under his belt actually playing. So every game's a great opportunity for him to grow as a quarterback and the leader of this team. And you're right, last time against Denver, you know, and now there were a lot of guys that didn't have their best game, but when you're the quarterback, you get affected by it the most. You know, I think this kid's a very competitive, tough-minded guy, which all bode well for his career and our team as we go forward, because he's kind of withstood a lot of pressure and a lot of adversity, and to me, that's the key to having a keeper quarterback, is a guy that can stand adversity in the face and continue to stand in there and be the quarterback. And he's shown the ability here to weather that real rough portion, and he's bounced back and he's fought through a bunch of drops. You know, we're close to setting the all-time record for drops, which doesn't help a quarterback. And the last couple weeks, you know, when balls have been dropped, you know, as opposed to letting that affect him, he's moved on to the next play and continued to make the throws and decisions necessary and to lead the team and manage the game. And I think those are all real positives and things that he's definitely grown and learned and becoming a complete quarterback through.
Coach, how much motivation do you get from ruining the Broncos or trying to ruin the Broncos' playoff hopes this week?
You know, that's the goal, is to be in the playoffs and have a chance to play in a game to get to the Super Bowl. That's our number one goal, and right now we don't have a chance at that, you know, but we do have a chance to go on the road against a division opponent and win a game, and that's really the bottom line for us, you know, and we know there's been a lot of ups and downs this year, probably more downs than ups, but this would be a real up for us to go into Denver and come out with a victory.
Coach, the one inspiration, you know, maybe motivation for the Broncos that, you know, they still could have a lot of season left is, you know, your Cardinals last year. You guys had it wrapped up kind of early, and then you were 8-7, I think, at this point last year, and look how far you went. What, can you just talk about how, I don't know, how you went from, it looked like you had no momentum going into the playoffs. Everything changes once you get in.
Well, yeah, in this business, you know, the key is to get in. It's not not how you get in or how you look getting in, but to get in. And anytime you have a chance to get in, you know, you need to do everything possible to execute whatever game it is that gets you in, so you can play, actually be playing when most everybody else is sitting home. So, you know, last year's achievement that anybody involved was very proud of, and there were a lot of naysayers and a lot of people that didn't believe there was a chance, but I know, you know, that we within the locker room did, and unfortunately, you know, we came 2 minutes and 28 seconds or whatever it was away from taking it all.
Hey, Coach, you've been called an emotional guy at times. Football is obviously an emotional game. When things are going hot and heavy, how important is it to try to keep a lid on it or to keep it under control as opposed to it getting out and escalating, kind of like what happened with Johnson earlier this year?
Well, I don't know that had anything to do with me. You know, I think what's important is that you do your job, and that you do it well. You know, my job right now is to be the head coach and also the offensive coordinator. So during the course of the game, I got to make a lot of decisions that pertain to both sides of the ball. So the important thing is that you know exactly what you're doing and that you're making good decisions. And I think that's the name of the game. Everybody does it differently. Everybody does it in a different frame of mind. People excel in different. You know, there's a lot of different ways to do it, and I think the key is to be yourself and to do your job.
When you go in a sideline situation, say, and you go after somebody, do you find yourself like telling yourself, "Hey, it's done now. I got to let it go and move on"? Or, I mean, how do you deal with it?
I would just say that again that everybody performs differently and under different pressures. You know, some people perform well under pressure or in crisis situations, and that's not just football. And other people don't. You know, some people like to call the plays from the sterile environment of the box. Other guys like to be right down in the action. So again, I think there's different strokes for different folks, and the key thing is that you're making good decisions and that you're doing your job at a high level, you know, whatever job that is you're performing, football or their other.
Coach, how beneficial is it to close out the regular season with a win in terms of the mindset going into the offseason and next year?
Well, I think finishing strong can have a very positive effect. You know, I don't think it's a necessity. You know, there's been teams that have not finished strong that have come out of the gates the next year and played good football, but I think it does nothing but help. You know, I was in Arizona in 2007. We had a up and down year and went into the last couple with 6 wins and were able to win our last 2, and I definitely there felt that being a boost for us. You know, at least the side of the ball I was on offensively, you know, we got some things clicking and we were able to build on that in the off season. It gave us a little confidence, and that's really all we're trying to do. Last week against a good opponent on the road, you know, we had a chance to win a game. We're disappointed we didn't, but we feel like we made progress in a lot of different areas, and now again we got a chance to go on the road against a very good opponent and again take a step for our football team in a positive direction.
Todd, how would you evaluate Orton's play from your perspective?
I think Kyle, one thing he's done throughout his career is he's shown that he wins games, and that's the number, that's the bottom line for quarterbacks, is to win. He's had to deal with some injuries this year, which I think have slowed him down a little bit, but he looks like he's moving around pretty good now and playing at a high level. He makes good decisions. He manages the game. He's tough. Not careless with the ball very often, it doesn't appear. Makes the throws that he's asked to throw, and I think those are all reflected in generally when he's healthy and playing that he's done a pretty good job helping the team win.
think that's all we got for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.